TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 20. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com.
Hello.
Hello. Awesome.
It gets better each week.
It does.
I want to know, is everybody okay after the hilarity that ensued last week? Is everybody...
Oh, my God. Have we recovered?
I have recovered. It's a good thing we didn't record yesterday because I had no voice. Or maybe we should have recorded yesterday because it would...
Because you were screaming like crazy at the Nico's on the Block concert?
I was screaming. There was a lot of laughing going on as well, but there was a lot of screaming and singing.
Wasn't it so good?
It was. It was very good. I have to admit, they put on a really good show.
I'm telling everybody I know that they put on the greatest show.
They do. Even if you don't go because you really love the New Kids, if you go because you want to witness that scene,
yeah.
It's still going to be funny for you and still going to be an enjoyable show. But they're really good at, like, interacting with the audience, so.
I went because I'm obsessed with the New Kids.
I know why you went, Amory. As long as you didn't throw your panties on stage, we're
okay. I did not.
Okay.
I did not, but someone did throw up behind my sister. Someone vomited on brains at the New Kids on the Block concert.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Ridiculous,
to
that. Ridiculous, right? Like, how do you get so drunk at a New Kids on the Block concert that you throw up?
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they weren't drunk. It was just the.
Oh, they were drunk.
Just the experience.
They were very drunk.
Maybe they had.
Maybe
to.
New Kids made them throw up.
I resent that comment.
Amory, can I ask you a question?
You absolutely can.
Do you cry at any point during the concert?
I did not cry.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I did worry that I was going to. Like, I really did. Because my parents told me when I was little, like, you can go to a New Kids on the Block concert the day you can buy your own ticket.
So this was your experience?
So this was lucky because they, thank God they went back on tour 18 years later and I could buy my own tickets.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right. Well, moving on. Let's get
to the
news.
But no, I did not cry.
Good.
Yeah, let's get to TV.
Since this isn't Music Times 3.
For the record.
If that qualifies as music, on to TV.
We did talk about TV while we were sitting there. And the people behind us talked about The Big Bang Theory and America's Best Dance Crew because Jabberwockies opened the show. And they were
nice.
Pretty awesome. Got to admit.
There you go. TV tie-in.
See, now it's all relevant, people.
Well
Jabberwockies.
Done.
Go see them live. They're good. Okay. Let's move on to the news, of which we don't have much.
Yeah, you guys wrote it all down, so bring something up and I'll mention it.
CBS has ordered 4 more How I Met Your Mother scripts, which is not an official renewal, but most people are taking it as a sign that they will be renewed no matter what. I think those...
Is that like 4 additional scripts, meaning 4 scripts for next year? Because they wrote the finale already.
Yeah, it's 4 scripts for next year.
Scripts for the beginning of next season.
Oh, okay.
But that's also one of those little things that there was also that announcement a while back of the, like, there was going to be some syndication deal. And so they pretty much have to have another season to be able to make the number of episodes. So it's almost a foregone conclusion that it's going to be back anyways. But anything that points in a positive direction is good.
Mm-hmm. Something I read said that probably no matter what, is that Fox behind How I Met Your Mother?
I don't know.
I don't think it's CBS. I can't remember who their production company is, but whoever their production company is, somebody online said something about how the production company probably would make the number of episodes they needed for syndication regardless of whether they got a season. It must have been Fox because they were talking about it possibly moving to Fox if CBS didn't pick it up. But CBS will no doubt pick it up. It's probably just just them not wanting to confirm that they've picked it up yet. Anyway, moving on. Other news we have is that, and I'm going to need help with the name for the CW pilot, The Body Politic. Jason Doering has been cast, and
Minka Kelly.
Minka. See, I knew I had it wrong. They have both been cast in the CW pilot about young people starting out in Washington, which is funny because Jason Doering was in a cast in another pilot, Washingtonian, kind of along the same lines.
That I'm guessing up, by that, the way. Yeah, I was going to say. That
didn't get picked up. yeah, didn't get it. Kelly told me she read the script and it was really good, so hopefully they will pick it up.
And luckily, Minka Kelly has grown eons in the acting since she started on Friday Night Lights, so I think it's a good thing.
Plus, she'll be able to play age appropriate.
Yeah.
Which is always a bonus.
And also, speaking of the CW and their pilots, Misha Barton has been cast in the, and I'm not going to remember the name of the show, Beautiful Girls, maybe?
Beautiful Something. It's
Beautiful Life or
something like that.
It's the Ashton Kutcher pilot about models or somebody who is a model and having to adjust to the model world or something. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it said. And it was only, I think, news because there was rumors that she was being cast in the Melrose Place pilot. And instead she was cast in this one. I don't know what to say about that because I don't know.
Because she, unlike Minka Kelly.
Could you do that a little louder in the mic?
Sorry. Shut up. Unlike Minka Kelly, I don't think Misha Barton ever really grew as an actress.
But it isn't a role about modeling, so maybe a little.
Oh, that's true. Life imitating art or whatever.
Maybe, I don't know.
Art imitating life, yeah.
There it is.
And then the other big thing, of course, is that there's been a change of guard yet again at Fox. Peter what? LaGoria?
LaGori
is out. Peter Rice is in. Peter Rice being from Fox Searchlight Pictures, I think. It's their indie film sect, or was. I think they got rid of that group, didn't they? Wasn't that the thing about how they got rid of it while Slumdog was there and Slumdog had to be picked up by another production company because of it? Anyway, whatever. Or another distribution company, not production. I know. None of you care about this because this is movies. But he is now in charge of TV development over it. Or in charge of TV, I don't know about development, over at Fox.
Fox Searchlight was responsible for a lot of great movies, so hopefully this guy does something good.
Hopefully. I don't know what it will do to Kevin Reilly, who was close with the other management. Might not be so close with this management. However, he is the only person on their team at the moment who actually knows TV development, so it should be interesting. Should also be interesting because it will possibly affect shows like Dollhouse, which were ushered in by the previous management. So, All right, and the only other thing I have is not really news so much as a reminder that the web series Rockville, California starts this Tuesday, March 17th. The first four episodes will be up on the WB.com. It is the show from Josh Schwartz, the web series from Josh Schwartz, and how do you say Alexandra's last name?
Pat Savas. I love her. She's awesome.
You should check it out. The WB.com.
Word.
Bringing us full circle again to a TV, not quite TV, but also has a lot of music in it.
What?
Exactly.
Rockville series. Once again, lots of music and TV.
Ray has already forgotten our conversation about the new Kids on the Block, apparently.
I thought you were talking about our topic for the week, not like what we had previously discussed. I was like, how does that bring us? But you're right. It brings us first.
It brings us back to where we started.
Back to where we started the conversation. That's what I'm here for, people. Anyway, moving on to our topic of the week, I shall read Chris Vaughn's email yet again. Chris Vaughn is responsible for suggesting a topic, which we appreciate and thank you for. Yeah.
So you can send in your topics, and if you don't like the recent topics, then send in your own that are better than what Chris Vaughn has been sending in.
No offense,
See if you can top him. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm saying if you happen to not like the topics or think that we could talk about something else, don't let Chris Vaughn be the only one sending in topics.
Yeah. Chris Vaughn is like the ass kisser in class. No offense, Chris Vaughn. Nobody else is raising their hands? Come on.
But also, since other people don't seem to be, Chris keeps sending them our way. So we have something to talk about.
All right.
Love it.
That's enough begging for a topic request. So, okay. Now let's talk about the topic.
Yes. All right, I'll read the email, or the portion of the email that refers to this topic. Chris said, can you give us your thoughts on lightning in a bottle successes, shows that come out of nowhere and are way above the average, specifically The Mentalist or Big Bang Theory for two examples? Is it totally random, or is there some kind of formula at work? Discuss.
I think there's a totally random formula at work. There seem to be shows that put a certain group of stuff together that hits and people really like, and so the show sort of comes out of nowhere, but nobody really notices it at the until it's out. Kind of like The Mentalist, that started pretty good and within four or five episodes was one of the top rated shows on TV. But formula wise, it's just a new twist on, a cop procedural. I don't know that there's really a formula that creates. If there was a formula that created hit TV shows, every show would be really good.
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of formula, unless your formula is that you find a unique way to present an idea
to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you just find the right people to put together, because I think that's a lot of what a show makes a show work too. Magic in a bottle, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Or lightning in a bottle, per Chris Vaughn. We were trying to come up with other shows that fit this theory. And you know what? I'm going to backtrack. What about House? Was House ever expected to be the hit that it was? Was it a hit right away?
I don't think it was expected to be.
That's the thing is I've been trying to go back and think about previous seasons and previous years, but I don't remember if House was big quickly, or if it more grew into it, which is sort of, he also mentioned The Big Bang Theory, and I think The Big Bang Theory started out really well, but towards the end of the season, and this season really became the hit with the bigger ratings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure out other shows that the only other show that came to mind was sort of Heroes. Is I don't know that anybody thought it was going to be as big a success.
I did.
As it was.
And everybody knows that Ray's opinion is the most important.
It is, apparently.
Well, I don't know. She didn't like Big Bang Theory when it started, so.
Damn it. No, I was only saying it because I saw it at Comic-Con.
Mm.
And I came back, and a friend of mine who does, sells advertising, and analyzes the trends and things. So she always gets the pilots to kind of judge what they think are going to be the hit shows for the next season. And she had predicted that she didn't think Heroes was going to do very good. And I came back from Comic-Con and was like, I don't agree with you. I think it's going to be a hit. I think there were more people thinking it kind of just came out of left field. They were expecting it to be a hit with the sci-fi people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was that kind of show, or the comic crowd maybe, but I don't think they were expecting it to be the hit that it became with everybody. Now, it hasn't stayed that way for sure.
No, it hasn't.
But it started out that way. And I think if they'd stuck to their original, to what was a success for them in the beginning, they probably would have stayed on top. But that's another topic. I still think that they fit the idea of something that was a success that came out of kind of nowhere and people didn't really expect to be a success. Whether they stay that way is an entirely different analysis, because we don't know yet that that Mentalist will stay that way either.
That's true. Yeah, people could get bored of it or something.
I don't think they will, because it's not quite the same kind of. Heroes, part of it was, the setup. And I don't think that's what attracts people to The Mentalist. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think that's what people.
Yeah, The Mentalist is very consistent.
Yeah, it's more about the formula they have going there with him being quirky, and it's all about Simon Baker, let's just be honest.
Yeah. It is for me.
I was going to say it is all about Simon Baker for that show, for me as well, but for, I'm sure, a completely different reason than Amory.
Are you coming out of the closet to us, Jason?
No, that's what I'm saying. Completely different reason. It's all about Simon Baker's character on the
show. Jason, I just want you to know that that would make for a great podcast if you'd like to do that. It doesn't have to be real.
That'd be lightning out of the bottle.
All right, sorry. Sidetracked, obviously. So what else? What about Grey's Anatomy? Was that successful right away? I remember people talking about it in its first season.
It was very successful right away, but I don't know that they expected it to be. It was a mid-season show, and
yeah, it was
they only had nine episodes.
Really, an end of season.
Yeah.
It was one of those like late starters, like starting about now, like in spring.
Like Castle.
I think that would probably qualify as, I don't think people expected it to, because by the end of it, it was like a no-brainer that it was going to be back for a second season.
Was Desperate Housewives on Thursdays when it started? What did Grey's Anatomy start with?
Grey's Anatomy started on Sunday nights after Desperate Housewives.
Right. And so Desperate Housewives was like the big hit. And then by the end of the season, everybody was talking about Grey's Anatomy instead of Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. Desperate Housewives was another one on my list because I think that one was no one really expected it to be what it was. I don't know that it stayed that way, but I think it started out being a surprise hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there seems to be always each season that kind of comes out of where you don't hear, you might hear some people talking that it's pretty good or something like that. But like The Mentalist this year, I didn't really hear anybody saying that it was going to be terrible or that it was a bad show. I don't really recall that, but nobody was calling it as the hit of the season either.
Right.
And it only took a few episodes in and it started doing where it was almost the second, third, fourth highest rated show each week.
I think you're right. We have one of those every season, really. We have one show that ends up being.
It just seems that once they hit, you don't really remember it taking, like, either hitting big or not. It's funny. I can't think of a lot of those shows. But going back to his sort of topic idea was, I don't think there is there is a formula. If there was a formula, all shows would be hits, you know, pretty much. Because obviously there's a lot of shows that there's always that one or two shows that hit every year too that make it to the fall season or the complete opposite. Like, they're instant failures. So the opposite can happen too.
Yeah.
Where somehow somebody thought it was going to be good, but once it gets out there to a general audience to look at, they just go, no, thank you. Like, I can't even remember the name of the show that, like the one comedy on Fox this year that lasted like two episodes or something.
Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That's like the reverse though. The 180 degree opposite of The Mentalist, where it captured failure in a bottle instantaneously.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's just all of the elements coming together. I think it has to be a show that kind of fills a void that you didn't know you had. Like The Mentalist, we have a lot of procedurals. We didn't have a lot of procedurals with, like police Australian procedurals. Yes. With attractive Australian guys in the role. who are quirky. No, I mean, like, we had a lot of procedurals, but, like, police procedurals that have, like, a kind of a fun, kind of quirky edge to them. I don't know. In a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. Well, plus, it's kind of finding a new cast. A new twist. But it's still hard to do that because sometimes to get, like, a mass appeal, though, because there's still lots of shows that come out that I think the cast is good, and I think the script is good. I think the show idea is good, and I like watching it. But not very many other people are, join me in liking it. So it's hard to tell what exactly it's going to be, the elements that are going to create that lightning in a bottle success or just success in general. That's why TV is such a crapshoot, sort of with the trying to run a network.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. That's not true. I do want to do it because I want to change the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, you couldn't do worse in some respects. So
you have lofty goals, Amory.
Yes, changing the world one show at a time.
Amory. All right.
Ray's having flashbacks to last week.
I am having flashbacks to last week. I'm actually just thinking about how Jody insists that Amory sounds more like Tigger than Winnie the Pooh.
I have to say, I haven't watched a Winnie the Pooh cartoon in so long that I couldn't tell you. But it does sound like somebody
from a Winnie the Pooh cartoon. Attention.
Whether you sound like Tigger or whether you sound like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, I think I sound like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Now that we've gotten that taken care of.
Listener homework, write in and tell us, do you think Amory sounds more like Winnie the Pooh or Tigger too?
Maybe we should have a poll on the website. Anyway.
That'd be awesome.
You didn't do it that time. I'm sure you're... thanks, Amory.
Now that I think about it, maybe it is Tigger. We do need a poll. Put that up. Get that on there.
All right. I think we've talked this topic out. I'm not sure we came to any good conclusions, but...
No. We certainly did.
Let's move on to our prime time.
Because we have a lot of shows to talk about.
We do have a lot of shows to talk about. All right. Let's just start out with The Amazing Race.
I failed hugely this week.
You did fail in ways that you couldn't have predicted, though.
No, I couldn't have predicted that Margie and Luke would U-turn my favorite characters of the moment.
Or that they would have... If they had kept with that wall, like if they'd gotten their wall done, I think the other task would have been a lot easier to do once you found out you were U-turned. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But to have walked away from the stacking of the wood and then to have to come back and try to finish it, that I think it was really what killed them.
Yeah.
So it's a shame.
It is a shame and I bet the producers are sad too, because they probably like them and they plan all the non-elimination legs before they know who's eliminated. So they couldn't be like, oh, it's Chris and Amanda. Let's keep them on. Let's not eliminate them.
They were good racers. That's my thing.
And they were a couple that didn't argue and didn't fight and didn't make me hate love.
It's possible that the producers didn't like them for that reason.
That's true.
I could have done with the elimination of Mark and Michael. No offense, Mark and Michael.
No, I agree. When they called and got with the redheads on the phone and were like, oh, it's an American, obviously, because it's a fake.
And Kara's like, she's just funny, repeating exactly what he
said. It was really funny, though. I thought it was really funny when they did get to the airport and there was a Frankfurt connection, because she just made that up.
Just luck.
Yes.
He probably was like, oh, we must have just got disconnected. Did he just find out because he watched the show and saw it? Who knows? Anyway, we're going on and on. I will say that I was happy to see Tammy and Victor, who I think was who I chose, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Further up, they didn't come in first. I was a little stunned by Christy and Jody coming in.
Yeah. How about that?
I don't really think they'll continue.
No, I think it was a fluke.
That brings us to our betting for this week. Who are you going with?
I don't know the sisters' names, but I'm going with them.
Keisha and Jennifer?
Keisha and Jennifer.
I'm going to stick with Tammy and Victor. I don't know if it's going to be any good for me, but I'm going to try.
I can't tell you that right now. That was me being Victor.
Thank you. You're welcome. A little flashback to last week's podcast. That's exactly what you said last week.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Moving on.
All right.
The L word. I just have to comment really quickly. Jody, you can skip over this part since you don't want to be spoiled. This was perhaps the worst series finale I have ever, ever experienced in my life. And I've experienced some bad series finales, Seinfeld. But the whole season was all about Jenny and Jenny dying and whatever. And not only do we not find out who killed Jenny, we don't even find out who they think killed Jenny, quite frankly. But also, the entire last episode was all about that. And we did get to see because Tina and Bette were leaving for New York. They decided to go to New York. Mm. And so Jenny's putting together a goodbye video. So we do actually get to see, old cast members because they all send in video for the goodbye video. So we get to watch them saying goodbye to Bette and Tina, or basically saying goodbye to us.
Aww.
And so that was kind of nice. Eric Mabius was back as
what's his face?
Yeah, I can't ever remember his name from that show. Carmen, Sarah Sahi.
Like her.
Love her. Who else? Like the people that have been here this season and we haven't seen a lot of. Marina, is that her name?
Oh, yeah, Marina.
Other people too, like guests that we haven't seen in a while.
That's cool.
I can't remember their names right now, but several of them were shown in the video. So that was kind of nice to see everybody. But other than that, the entire episode was like what led up to that moment. And then like it was interrogation of the people. And it was just odd. Like it was not a nice way to say goodbye.
Hmm. A lot of people are saying that they're saying she wrote it like that because Showtime would want to make a film of it, possibly like make a movie because Sex and the City had a movie. But I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. I think you could have written it and still had a movie and not done what they did.
Yeah.
I just think it, I mean, they maybe thought it was the cool way to go out or whatever, but as someone who has watched the show the entire time, it just was not a good ending. Like it was not in a way it, I guess maybe it's a good ending in the sense that I don't feel bad that it's gone. Cause now I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I feel worse that I spent money on one season of DVDs cause I am annoyed by the way it ended. But what are you going to do? I guess I'm annoyed that that's the last glimpse I got. Like, the last few glimpses I got of my favorite characters. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really get to enjoy that. That's right. What annoys me, I think, more than anything else. But anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. Moving on to Monday Nights and Heroes, which I did not watch, so somebody else.
I didn't either.
What is it you wanted to say about it, Jason?
I watched it, and the thing I wanted to say about it was surprised that I liked it, or at least I think I did.
You think you did?
I've been sort of up and down on this season. Looked like it had some potential to be decent or going in an interesting direction, but then it's had some really bad episodes. Like the previous week's episode, which was just like not just bad, but boring. And that's like the ultimate worst combination is if you're bad and exciting, at least it's somewhat watchable. But this week, I don't know. By the end of it, I was like, I think I like that episode, but not enough to make me think that next week's episode's not going to be terrible again or something. It was like, and it seemed that other people from looking online and stuff like that, other people seem to have a similar response to the episode that it was it was a good one. So that's
all I wanted to say. What episode number is this? Do we know what episode number this was?
I don't remember.
Because isn't Brian Fuller supposed to be back at like 19?
It was Brian's first where he was consulting. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it will continue to get better. I'm taping them and I will eventually get around to watching them, but it has become the last thing I watch. So I'm 2 weeks behind now. You can see how eager I am to watch it. After that, I guess it wasn't the one last week where it was boring. The one before that where it was just really bad, where I was just like, I don't know if I can continue to watch this show.
Yeah.
Despite loving everybody involved with the show, I don't know.
I don't love everybody involved in the show.
I'm sorry. Who do you not love?
Okay. Oh, I don't dislike, Hayden Panettiere, but I don't know. I just don't love them. It's not that I dislike anybody. I just don't love them.
I can appreciate them, I guess.
Which is maybe why it was a little easier for me to...
Let it go?
Yeah, to not care about it at all this season.
Well then, we'll hope that it's better. It continues the uptrend next week. And that instead of just thinking that you liked it, Jason, you will actually like it.
Well, it confuses you. You get so used to like it heading in the opposite direction from where it was good to all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, did I just see a possible turnaround or am I only going to be, you know, disappointed again next week?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my problem with it is I've gotten to the point where I can't trust the writers and I can't handle how they have taken the characters through the paces. And so, like, at this point, I don't know what the character, like, is there any consistency to the characters? So maybe by the time I know that they're being consistent week after week with them, I will be okay with catching up and, you know what I mean, joining in again. But
so they're on a probation for you?
Sort of. I'm waiting to see everybody else's reaction, and then I can decide if I really want to continue.
Right.
I have too many other things to watch, so.
Yep.
Sorry, get in line. Especially on Monday nights.
Get in line.
I know we ended up not putting it on the list because we said we didn't have anything to say, but while we were talking before about Castle, or we brought up Castle briefly, I remembered something I did want to say. I have to say that despite all of the critics, shut up, Avery, all of the critics saying bad things, blah, 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 my friends offline, who are more your typical viewer, loved the show. So,
yeah, I had friends who loved it too.
Like, loved it so much that they went to work the next day and were like, you have to watch this show. It's so
good. Oh, well, I didn't talk to anybody about that.
So,
but
which is more what I predicted would happen because it seemed more like my friend's type of show. Well, it's actually my type of show too, but it just was interesting to me the difference between like the critic reaction and the whatever reaction.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, kind of what we were talking about in the topic, I think it has some of those ingredients. It's familiar, but has a new twist, and then also actors and characters that you know, that are fun and that you like. And
remember when I talked to your boyfriend Nathan Fillion?
Uh-huh.
That made me like the show more.
Of course it did.
Because he's so really happy with what they've done that I was like, oh, well, he likes it.
Well, I think also, and I've heard people say that this next episode coming up this week is an even better representation, which, you know, you think would be true because when you first do a pilot, you haven't worked together for weeks at a time. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't quite have your chemistry and your timing off of each other down yet. I mean, I still thought they were pretty good, but you don't quite have that rhythm with each other yet. And I think that probably this next episode is a better representation of what the two working together will be like.
It is. It definitely is.
So we'll see how it goes from here. I will say that I read so many comments about people, about the ratings, about how it was dead on arrival. And I was just like, really? How can you know that? It's still got 11 freaking million viewers. Like, compared to other shows, you say other shows are, like, in the dump.
I know,
and
I even saw
3 million, and you're now saying this one's dead on arrival with 11 million. Like, what is the consistency there?
Well, there's always that stupid talk of that it didn't hold the 22 million viewers of Dancing with the Stars.
What show has ever held the 22 million viewers?
That's I know. And that's
11
and
million
like,
of those viewers are like 80. They had to go to sleep.
but you get 11 million, and you're the, you know, that's like a hit on any other.
Yeah.
At any other time, pretty much on the network. I mean, CSI Miami only did 14, you know, at the same time, you know, and so I always hate that, you know, anytime they do that with the, you know, it didn't hold American Idol's audience or it didn't hold Dancing with the Stars audience or, and you're just like,
it's not going to hold all of those people.
And in American Idol's case, it's because they're 13-year-old girls and they need to go to sleep too. So shush it.
Yeah. I don't think it was a,
and I think it has the potential to be bigger. It might be bigger next week. I'd be interested to see because, like you said, a lot of people, like the average TV watcher that's only watching a few shows a week in the first episode. And so if they're telling their friends and stuff like that, there might be a...
Yeah, because I have another friend who completely forgot it was on and didn't catch it and was trying to ask me where she could watch it. And I finally was just like, you don't have to watch that first episode to watch the next episode. Just save it.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
She could have watched last night on Saturday. They played it again, but that's too late now.
I didn't know they played it again. Not only that, the one thing I will say about it is that it's got like the same, it's going after the same audience as CSI Miami, because my friend who would have watched it watches CSI. She doesn't watch it live, to be frankly. She goes right to bed. But she would have watched it at the same time. You know what I mean? They're both on at the same time. So I think that might also be some of the reason it didn't quite retain all of those people, because some of those people switched over to CSI Miami. But they might like Castle and tape Castle, so it's kind of a weird thing. I still think it has the potential to be good. So I mean,
I do too.
To be a hit. So I think people are jumping the gun a little bit on that one. All right.
So for ABC, Lost is only getting like 13 million too. So
yeah, exactly. And Lost,
and that's one of their flagships. So deal with it.
All right. Let's move on to Life.
life. Okay. So, okay. What are they...
Okay.
What are they showing? What are they saying to us at the end with her having been on Mickey Rayborn's boat?
I'm not sure. I wondered that myself. Like, is he going to feel like it's a betrayal? Is he going... I don't know.
Or is he going to feel like he has to protect her because she's involved? Or did she set something up? Did she do something? Like, these are all things going through my mind right now.
I think there are some of the things that should be going through our mind just because of the fact that he was having to work with his old partner here for the past couple episodes. So, like, it's kind of setting up the reminder of what happened to him before with his partner. So,
right.
But I'm not sure what we're supposed to think exactly. Like, I don't feel like she was involved in the same, like, I don't think she's betraying him.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they've been setting me up too. I don't know.
Oh, show, don't do that to me.
Just to give you a little something to think about while her character's off the show for a little bit.
Off having a baby.
That drives me crazy. Why does she have to get pregnant?
You know, right? God, Sarah.
Don't you understand that you're part of the reason I love the show?
Well, I mean, interested in seeing just how, you know, he plays off of a whole new character for a little bit too.
I don't really like Gabrielle Union though.
Could be a problem for you, Amory.
Yeah, it could. I love Charlie Cruz, so who knows?
Well, maybe Charlie Cruz won't like her either, and then you'll even like him more.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure Charlie Cruz won't be disliking Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, this is true.
Maybe, though. Maybe she's playing herself, in which case you might like her, because never mind. That was wrong of me. I'm sorry. I actually like her, so. I just miss Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah, but they did have a lot of fun, though, with the last episode with him talking to her on the phone, and then she would She would hang up right before somebody would walk in, and they were all like, you know she's not here, right? And finally, like that last time, he goes, she was on the phone.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. That was probably the only thing I found fun in the show. I didn't really like this week's episode.
Interesting.
I did like the... when he saw the people behind them and the girl's sunglasses. That was about the only part I really liked, besides the funny stuff with Reese on the phone. Anyway, sorry. Cool. I didn't mean to kill that conversation.
Yeah, way to put a paw on the conversation.
Way to kill life.
All right, let's move on to Bones.
Okay. David Boreanaz directed this episode.
Woo!
And I think he did a really, really good job. The show was quick. It was funny. It was, I mean, he doesn't write it, so it's not like he made it funny, but.
Just give him all the credit.
Yeah. Good job, David.
Booth was pretty funny in the episode.
Yes, he was. I thought that, I don't know. I just think that I love Brennan going to Sweets and being like, teach me how to, teach me how to be a normal person, basically.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to connect with people like he does. Yeah. No, but what I really liked is I think of the rotating interns, I think I like Mr. Nigel Murray the best.
I do too. I love Mr. Nigel Murray.
I think he's really grown on me since and provides a similar function to the show as Zach did, except is not like the same character. Is a completely different character, but provides a similar function. I liked in the show was when just proclaims being a king of the lab, and then he whips out the fact that a lot of the monarchy was mentally insane or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't care.
I don't care. You're not putting a damper on it. King of the lab. But I also like that how much he annoys was it Dr. Soroyan, and but yet she has started to figure out how he works, and so was getting people to supply him with the bizarre facts or whatever that they could come up with so that it could keep him focused on what he was trying to say. And I don't know, I've really liked it. I hope that I would like to see them keep him as,
yeah,
like more permanent.
He's my favorite of the rotating interns. I like the blonde guy that played hockey with Booth. He was hot. but that's about it. Though we were eating when we watched this episode, and it was so gross. when the bone started oozing. It was not cool.
Don't you know better than to eat when you're watching this show?
I know. But it's Thursday nights now, and we have a party on Thursday, so we have to be eating our dinner, so.
You need to be eating your dinner a little earlier than that.
That's true. So true. But that's all I have to say about Bones. What do you have to say?
I really don't have much to say at all.
Oh, okay.
I thought what I said. It was funny.
I said my piece. Keep Mr. Nigel Murray.
I don't really have a preference.
People for the placement of Nigel Murray. That's our new political party.
Okay. All right. Well, moving right along then. Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. We know what Izzy has now.
We've known what Izzy had.
Well, but we know officially that like she's going to die. Well, she might not die, but
she's got a 5% chance. And if you could beat the odds anywhere, you can do it on TV.
Yeah. Especially on Grey's Anatomy. Those people defy odds.
Well, unless you're a patient of Derek's, and then apparently
then you're dead.
You die more than you live. So that's
all right. Can we just talk about Derek hitting the fucking ring?
When he hit it with the baseball bat? What a douche.
Dude, it's a fucking family heirloom. Is that not bothering anybody else but me?
No, it's bothering me. No, it pisses me off.
I don't even care about the whole, like, hitting it, like, in the sense of, you know, if you were just throwing away your own money, who gives a shit? But it's a family heirloom. Yeah. You don't just hit that out into the field.
Well, yeah.
Good thing the camera found it. No, good thing the camera found it.
But I was almost more annoyed that it didn't seem to go as far as you thought it should have.
Yeah, a ring like that should have flown.
Because he hit it pretty good. Should have went a little bit farther than that, I think. But no, it just showed how completely off the deep end he's gone. I really like that Derek's having a sort of the crisis of faith or whatever. And all of a sudden it shows Meredith's, you know, growth over the last, you know, that she actually is not going to run or that they've sort of almost switched places for a little bit.
Yeah, but she did leave. She should have stayed there and camped outside of his hotel. I mean, of his thing.
Maybe she was going to find a metal detector so she could go maybe. Search for the ring.
I don't know.
Maybe. All right, let's talk about the... What? Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go for it. Go.
The other thing that's going to piss me off. Frickin' Izzy. I know she's dying.
Frickin' Izzy.
Maybe I should cut her some slack because she's dying. Yeah. But it bothers me that... What? Both of you cut out. What?
You cut out.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
No, you did.
No, you cut out.
No, you cut out. Come all right.
Let's just keep doing that. That's entertaining.
How about we all just cut it out and get back to the topic? What we're talking about, Grace? What pisses really, you off?
What really... All right.
Please keep that in. Please keep that in when you edit. Please.
What really annoys me about Izzy, and I know she's dying, whatever, is
you
that...
You should cut her some slack.
I should cut her some slack?
That's what you said when you said it the first time.
Oh, that I should cut her some slack.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, we're doing so well with the laughing. All right.
Yes, we're.
Okay. I should cut her some slack. However, she told Karev that she was not going to leave him. And I'm not saying that she can control the fact that she's going to leave him, but I don't like that she's just letting him continue to, like, not telling him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of bugs me.
I mean, she'll tell him eventually.
Yeah. Well, that tends to be the TV thing to do, is just when you're about ready to finally tell, like, their greatest day ever, and you don't want to bum them out, so you don't tell them it. So you put it off again.
That's true. Pretty much what happens every time there's bad news on TV.
I understand that. But I guess it... And I'm not talking about it. It doesn't bother me writing-wise. It just bothers me, like, if I knew the person in real life, it would bother me, too. Because, you know what I mean? You can tell... I can just see where Karev is going to end up going. I guess that's my problem. Like, I've gotten to the point where I don't really care about Izzy anymore because I know Izzy's going to die.
She might not die. And here's why I think she's not going to die. I think they're going to be like, look, we gave you this thing. You can have off. Your character's going to die. And then they're like, screw you. You're stuck. You live. I think that's going to happen.
Maybe she'll die and then...
Come back Karev, as a ghost next year.
And then Karev will start seeing her.
All right. I don't know about any of that. I did think that Little Gray was going to catch on and figure out that she was the...
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't with the whole seeing my fiance. Because she knows more about Izzy than the interns do, because she's like with, she's around the girl, she lives with her.
Right. But she didn't.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Gray's a little bit more like Big Gray than she thinks. A little self-interest focused. I don't know what I just said. She's just focused on herself. Self-focused. Anyway.
Say self again.
I will say self as many times as I want to, Amory.
Oh, Lordy.
After all, I use Twitter, so, you know, I'm self-involved and an oversharer. Anyway, sorry.
True. I use Twitter also.
That seems to be the assumption about us if we use Twitter, that we're narcissistic.
Yeah. Why do people care what you're doing all the time? It just sounds dumb. I'm like, you know what? Screw you.
All right. Well, we've really gone off topic now. Anyway, was there anything else in the episode we wanted to talk about?
No, I'm good.
No, just that it was, I think it's continued on with the what's been, minus the Denny stuff, a really good season.
Hmm. You don't agree with that, Amory?
I'm just kind of on it. It's not great, it's not bad, I'm just
Well, I think a lot of that was so out there and so over the top, and especially in a couple of them, that it's overshadowed what's been happening with some of the other characters on the show, and those storylines have all been pretty good.
I think it depends on if you like any of the other characters. And I'm not saying that about me. I actually feel the same about all of them. So I don't really have, like, I think I agree that it's probably been the same, except maybe that the Denny stuff was a little bit much for people to take. However, I have noted that for a lot of people, like the characters that they really like either haven't gotten a large storyline this season or George. They just aren't there anymore. So it's hard for them to like the season because of that kind of stuff.
Are you friends with T.R. Knight by any chance?
That reminded me of wasn't there a scene in this last episode where they're like
talking about George?
No, where they were, where the rest of them were talking about George, and he's like, "Hello, I'm right here."
Yes, I remember that scene, but I wasn't. It happened again this episode too. They're talking about how Izzy's becoming like George.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, hello. Where they were talking to him that she was the new George, and they all kept going off, and he's like, "Hello, I'm right here," or you know. And that's sort of been the way the series has been for him a lot of this season is like, hello, I'm still here.
Anyway, Amory, to get back to what you were saying, I was not talking necessarily about George. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I was thinking specifically of the fact that people still don't like that Addison is not there.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't felt like the show's been the same without her. That's
here's
what
why I don't
about.
Like that Addison's not there, because she's off doing private practice and I feel bad for her.
All right. Now that we've gone. That takes us into another show that's not on our list. So let's move on to Friday Night Lights.
Oh, can we just talk for a second about how it's making me cry my eyes out?
Not
this past week, but the week before, Jason Street's last episode with Taylor Kitsch and Jason's and Scott Porter. Oh, just broke my little heart. Texas forever, buddy. I'm gonna cry right now. No, I'm not really, but it's so sad.
Please. No, but that last scene was it was kind of like their last apparently it was also, you know, that was the last thing they shot too, so
yeah.
It was it kind of all worked together to provide that scene, which was just outstanding, as much of the show is.
Then this past week with Coach and Coach Eric Taylor, who I love, and Tammy going to save Tyra from Cash, the douche. So glad he's done.
Yeah, I like the scene that when she starts seeing that it's not going how she had hoped, that the first person she calls is Landry.
Yeah.
And
he's getting ready for his interview. Love it.
And
I do want to say that I'm really happy too that I've hated how they've not written for Matt Saracen, because Matt Saracen, like, because Zach Gilford's getting a lot of good stuff to act, but how he's kind of been written out of football, and then he came back and, like, was the winning catch this week. That was exciting.
Yeah, but it shows so much how that, how in Texas high school football, like, if you're not, like, in there doing something, you're completely forgotten. But as soon as you do something, you're, like, the toast of the town.
Hero.
And,
you're the hero.
At least for that week.
Yeah. Until next week, when the previous show, Coach Eric Taylor catching Julie and Matt in bed together.
No, but that in this week's scene, the scene with where the coach takes his wife to the hotel to celebrate her birthday because she didn't want to have a party and stuff like that, and then having to take off to go rescue Tyra, that was all really good. That is one of the best representations of a married couple on TV.
Oh, absolutely, hands down. But yeah, just all in all, still my favorite show on TV, and I'm. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh my god! I don't know what's
Did you see a spider or what?
I don't know. All of a sudden, it was so loud, and there was all this. My microphone is freaking haunted. Okay, all of a sudden it was really loud, and there was like a lot of static. And then I said, "Oh my god!" And then everything was better.
I didn't even say that.
Friday Night Lights is still my favorite show. Hopefully it does get the new 2-season pickup that they're talking about, and I won't be without them.
That worked for me, because I think they can do, you keep the coach and the principal and Buddy and some of the other, the mayor that shows up every once in a while and a few other, characters that are, and then you bring in new high school, new students step forward as being the focus of the show. And because they've done a really good job of writing exit stories for previous characters, I think they can, if they start introducing them, I think that's a show that can continue on.
Fingers crossed.
With a partially rotating cast of where the kids rotate through.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Are you done now?
We will.
Yes. Is that all right with you? Are you done now?
I didn't say it like that.
I love it.
Quit talking about your favorite show.
God.
Come on.
That's not how I was asking it. I was trying to make sure that I wasn't interrupting your conversation.
I was just picking on you, Ray.
Uh-huh. Like you always do.
So true.
Let's move on to Dollhouse.
Oh, Dollhouse. Well, I'm still watching it.
I'm surprised by that, to be honest with you.
I know. I thought I had given up, but my dad was watching it, so I sat and watched it yesterday. Friday.
Does that mean your dad's liking it?
Not necessarily. No. He just has it on, because there's nothing else on. He doesn't watch Flashpoint, so he wants something before Numbers starts.
And you haven't been able to get him to watch Friday Night Lights?
No, he tried once and he didn't understand what was going on, so he gave up.
And he's waiting for Numbers, but he doesn't like Flashpoint?
I don't know. My dad's got TV taste. He also watches 18 hours of NCIS a week. So hey Dad. He doesn't know how to listen to a podcast, so it's not like it matters.
That's what you think.
When he gets a super secret attachment to an email.
Okay. What were we talking about?
We were about to talk about Dollhouse.
Or Dollhouse, as I've been known to call it.
You know what my favorite was?
What was your favorite part, Amory?
So I've been watching The Tudors, season 2 again. And Mark Smeaton is the musician.
Mm-hmm.
The Tudors, season 2. And he was in this episode of Dollhouse. So that's why I liked it.
Thank you for that random association, Amory.
That's what I do.
Well, as long as it gave you a reason to like it.
Exactly.
I've been watching it. I mean, I kind of like it. I can see potential for something, and I'm kind of hoping that all the big talk about next week's episode being so great that I hope that it is, and that but partially so far the series seems too up and down or too twisted around that like there doesn't seem to be a good trajectory of like the Echo character. Like sometimes it seems like she's remembering stuff and it doesn't, and it seems like there should be, I don't know, like too early on she seemed like she, you know, she recognized somebody else and in the doll state, and then that doesn't happen again, and then until this episode, and it just all, what? It seems like things are out of place.
She's remembered something in every episode. I don't know what you mean.
What did she remember in this episode?
There's been an, well, she's looking at him when the girl asks her if her eyesight is okay, to indicate that she remembers.
Well, then
what
has she remembered in other episodes? Because I don't remember her having those sort of recognition moments in every episode.
Well, we know she hit her shoulder in the, what was that, the second episode? What was it from the third episode? It had something to do with Sierra.
Well, I remember there was one episode where she, where they see each other and she like sort of gives her a look like, don't look at me. They're watching us.
Last week.
No, that was early on though. That was like that was the second episode after.
No, the second episode was the hunter.
Or maybe it was after the
Sierra
first episode
was,
or somewhere.
The Sierra thing was when they, after they went on the, she was Adele, the Australian.
What?
Yeah.
When she was, no, not Adele.
When yeah, when
she was
the, when she.
She was our fan, like Adele.
What?
Never mind. When she, during the singer episode, that was the third episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems to.
At any rate, I guess I didn't realize them, they were things that she was remembering. Like, I just didn't put that together.
Yes. It's supposed to indicate that she's retaining something. We don't know how much she's remembering, but that she's clearly there's something going on because she's not completely doll-like. I mean, she's not completely child and innocent-like in those moments.
Wait, explain to me again what you meant by she was looking at him. Say that again.
In this episode, at the very end of the episode, Amy Acker, I can't remember what her character name is right now,
the doctor
stops her to ask her if she's having any trouble with her eyesight. And she looks around, and what's his name? The guy who was going to shoot her.
The guy that whacked her in the head and left her to burn in the fire.
Okay, I must not have watched the end. Who hit her in the head?
The one blonde guy that...
Reed Diamond?
Yeah. He swooped in at the end and shot the you know, crazy cult leader guy and then knocked her in the head and left her to die also in the fire. But then her handler rescued her, and then back at the dollhouse after being wiped,
she clearly looks at him when she
could,
asks,
you know, how her vision was, and she answers as she's looking around, you know, and she pauses and her eyes stop on Reed Diamond's character for a brief second, and as they pause she says, yeah, I can see just fine, and then she continues to kind of look around.
Ever since somebody said to me or said online or something that Fran Kranz, maybe it was Ducky, Fran Kranz is terrible as Topher and that character should have been Andrew, Tom Link, that's all I can think. Like, all I can think is how much better it would be if it was this guy from Buffy that I love.
See, I just don't agree with that, but I think that we haven't really seen him get a chance to be who he's going to be until these last two episodes, actually.
And I don't dislike him at all. I mean, I think he's a cool cat. I don't know.
Amory, the second I just said you did.
No. I don't dislike him. I just picture someone else in the role.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him in the sense of who's playing the role. I mean, I think that we're supposed to have a problem with him as a character.
Mm.
But I don't have a problem with Franz playing him. His, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do think that we weren't really seeing what he's like until these past few episodes.
We had to spend part of an episode dealing with Victor's man reactions, really.
Well, because it's supposed to show that
reactions. That's funny.
People wanted more humor. I don't know why you're complaining now.
Maybe because it feels forced to me. I don't know.
Anyway.
See, I feel bad. Okay, let me explain. I feel bad saying bad things about Dollhouse because I don't know if Ray's going to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you. I think everybody has a right to have their opinions. I don't happen to agree
with
you.
Even if you're wrong. But...
Well, like, are you loving it?
I'm not loving it. I have really liked the past two episodes. I think that we're seeing more of Joss's vision in this past two episodes. And I say that partly because in the previous episode, there were scenes taken exactly from the original pilot. The scene where Boyd and Topher are discussing the fact that the actives are eating together, they're establishing a pattern, is a scene that's directly from the original pilot. It was something that was in the original pilot. So in that regard, like, I think we're starting to see a little bit more of what he originally intended the show to feel like coming through. Though I was liking them even before we got to that, I just thought the two storylines were interesting. And so I am eager to see this next one to see how it plays out. I guess my problem with the fact that people are jumping to a conclusion is that if you go back and you watch Angel and you watch Buffy, and to some degree Firefly, although Firefly suffered from Fox rearranging it, but those shows are not great in their first season.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree, but I don't, I just, and maybe that's why, I don't know. I don't know.
There was something there that I liked, and that's...
I agree with that 100%.
There's always been something in his shows that I've liked. I can see the things that I do like in the show, like right now, but I don't necessarily love the show at the moment. But I do like it, and I do like what we've seen so far. I haven't thought they were nearly as bad as everybody else is saying they were, so... But I don't... You can have your own opinion about it, Amory. I'm not going to kill you for it. I promise. You might want to sleep with one eye open in L.A., but...
I was just going to say that. I love it.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just using. I really don't care.
Much.
Anyway, no, I really don't. I do wish if people are not liking it, that they would just stop watching it rather than calling it Dollhouse, but I'm not, actually, that doesn't bother me. It's the people who continue to rag on it, like, constantly online. I just feel like, why are you watching it if you don't like it? Is it just become the show that you can rag on now? Like, I don't...
There are plenty of other shows out there you can rag on.
Right. So, like, stop watching it and watch something else that you're actually enjoying. I guess that's how I feel. I feel that about every show, though, to be perfectly frank with you. Obviously, because I stopped watching That Wretched Beast.
Yeah, me too. Yay!
You did?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Congratulations, Amory.
I know, you're so good.
It's like an AA meeting. Congratulations. I'm so glad you gave it up.
That's what she said.
I know. I was waiting to see if somebody would say that.
All right. Are we done now?
Yes. Here's why. I have to eat dinner. I end the podcast that way, like, every week.
And it's not even the same day or the same time this week.
Oh, I love it.
It's the same no matter what.
Podcasting makes her hungry.
Well, oh, yes, it'll do that to you. All right. In that case, I don't know what I was going to say. In that case, our prime...
Well, in a different case, what were you going to say?
Let's finish this up. If you would like to call in and talk to us about shows that you think were lightning in a bottle successes, like, or want to refruit.
What exactly is refruiting?
It's your fault, Amory. I have food on my mind. if you'd like to
refruit us. Because apparently we've been fruited before.
Oh, God. We made it all the way through. We're going to do this now. If you would like to refute what we had to say in this podcast, you can call us at 213-985-3176. Or you can leave us a comment on our blog. What was the name of the girl who...
Jules.
Jules, thank you. Thank you for your lovely comment this past week about our laughter. So glad we made you laugh as well. So you can leave a comment on our blog, or you can leave us some feedback on iTunes, or you could email us at our website at www.tvtimes.
What?
I know it was coming out weird, and I didn't know.
God.
I spell it all out.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Let me re-say that, since you will have to spell it all out. www.tvtimes3.com. I have no idea how I was saying it before. Sorry. Spell it all out. Why does this happen every week?
Or you can follow along at TV Times 3 on Twitter. or you can use any of those options to send us in topic ideas for future episodes.
Mm-hmm. Because Chris Brown, what the hell?
Chris Vaughn.
Because Chris Vaughn is probably getting tired of coming up with all of our ideas for us.
Next week's topic, again, will be about network spoiling show cliffhangers or the next week episode with the promos that night, which should be interesting because Amory's talked about previews a couple times.
Yes, I have.
Even in this episode. All right. Anyway, sorry.
But did we just spoil our next episode by telling people what it was going to be about?
Possibly. I'm not sure if that's spoiling.
Because the suspense is why people tune in.
What are they talking about this week? All right. Our music, as always, was provided by iodapronet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. No laughing in the middle this time.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, we're done.
All right, goodbye.
We are.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Adios.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.